This is KWMR, Point Reyes Station.
Episode 2.
Shall we, you know, I thought we were going to be doing a park bench. Do we want to go to that?
I can if you want to. I thought you kind of like lost the segue or something. But yeah, I'll do that unless you want to do the one you were going to do.
You want to break it up? I'll do Searching for Bones, and then we'll go to park bench.
Why don't you do that?
All right. And I'm going to do what I do. This isn't, I recorded this to some music that I don't have with me. It's a...
Searching for Bones. The narrow road isn't a dog-eared page. It isn't a parade of dead flowers. It isn't narrow, a road, or dead at all. It's a teardrop gasping for breath. It's a holy mountain weeping dry sand. It's a mother's heat in a cold room. It's milk and bread on the way home. It's a whistling walk without feet or sight. It's a grassy path painted on rock canvas. It's a garden's wink at tomorrow's sun. It's the rippled dance of quiet water. It's a sparrow's question over a river burning. It's a fin whale crying in the sea. It's singed redwood praying for rain. It's the web thin glow in a spider's calm. It's a neuron soldier's flittering song. It's a lover's quilt frayed with yesterdays. It's the backside of hands and stars. It's forgotten eyes open and bleeding. It's a mirror shard in the eye of morning. Stop this madness. I look up. The clouds and their endlessness of never being the same grips my eyes and breaks the grind of seeking. That dog without a tail just stopped running, and his legs ran off without him. There's a fish up there swimming toward another sea of air. Small whales, a large bi-legged ant. My eyes stare and dart like there's something I'm missing. This show is for me alone. No DVR here. Just then, this stranger pops up with jutted jaw and disjointed nose, angry, facing backwards, chasing a vapor thief in his rear-view mirror. A ghost is winking at me like it knows something. Looks like Bob Marley dancing toward happy on a reggae jet stream. Back on the ground, a heron and three sandhill cranes peck and strut. The lizards use their guile to stay green and whole. I don't know what the hell the squirrels are doing, the dogs and cats and trees and snakes and owls and flowers and bees and bugs don't much care about metaphor. They don't ponder now, before, or after, or have any questions at all. Who will search for our baffled bones, or know our trampled ash once the goddess of cognition is done having her way with us.
All right. I'm back here with my dear friend from way, way back, Mr. Ed Hooper.
Way back.
Take me way back. And Ed's down in Florida, Sarasota, Florida. I'm up here, obviously, in Point Reyes, live in Inverness, and we've been connecting for several years now. I record his poetry. Let's talk a little bit. Why don't you give a little pitch for Poetry Yes?
Oh, yeah, Poetry Yes. We started that basically because I was doing SoundCloud, if you recall, and a lot of our stuff was appearing on SoundCloud, and I thought it might be better to direct people to, you know, something we have a little bit more control over. Because SoundCloud, you could get anything, you know. I mean, it'd play one of your recordings and go into God knows what, you know. They don't know what the next thing is going to be. So anyway, we started this thing and decided to call it Poetry Yes. And there's it's www.poetryyes, poetryyes.com. And there's a thing on there we call Bean Sleeves, because Gene as a young boy was called Beanie. And everybody had the IE on the end of their name. I was Eddie, he was Beanie, and Jimmy, and you know. And you remember you'd go to the house and go, remember that, what you had to do when you wanted somebody to come out? Oh, Beanie.
Oh, my.
You'd yell that.
That's,
you know, Red.
Right.
No doorbells, right?
That's right.
So, funny. So, anyway, we started doing Poetry Yes, and, you know, it's been modestly successful, you know, but we do it for the love of it and not necessarily for, you know, anything else.
Yeah, to intersperse at that moment, the average book of poetry in America, the average sells 200 copies. So, yeah. So moderately successful, anyone listening is a success. Anyway.
There's a section in there called Bean Sleeves, one of the menu items. And it's got, you know, it's got some good stuff that you yourself have put in there. The cover of Jackson Browne's Downhill.
Downhill from Everywhere, right.
It's a great, with that little combo you did, it's that itself is worth going and listening.
Yeah, thank you. And that included Axel Nelson, an old friend from here of 50 years in Point Reyes, and also just to say, may he rest in peace, Van Vandermeer was one of the vocalists and guitar players. Kristen McDonald, who was, I'm not sure if she still is, one of the board members and the president of the board of KWMR. She played the cello. Yeah, fun.
Yeah, she was great, yeah.
And so here we are at the halfway mark, having a good time. It flies by when you're having a good time. And we were talking about Park Bench. Do you want to give an intro to that and read it?
I don't know. It might be every man, but maybe not. I hate to presume. I hate to presume anything. But you know, it's like a man. Let's just say a man.
Right.
And that's. It's about an older dude who, you know, goes to the park, and this is Park Bench. A young woman sat on the park bench next to my gripes and old bones. Her face was known yet unknown. Her voice was like my mother's, as soft as warm rain. When she said hello, her deep eyes dove inside my window and occupied me like an army of goodness. We talked. The June sun skittered across the sky. My life story spilled into her sanctuary. She would say, I know a lot. And she did. If a lie tripped from my lips, she would say, "You don't need BS with me." Her words were daggers of understanding. I listened like never before, no birds heard or cars or playground noise, only her speaking like she knew every ounce of me, and she did. Her story spoke a truth that broke open my bones and filled them. She slid over and touched me and whispered, "You have what's in a man that makes a woman love him." I wanted to kiss her, hold her, be deep inside a slow dance of her. I closed my quivering lids with a tight blink. When I opened them, my life ended there without ovation.
Bench. Wonderful, Ed. Another wonderful poem. Just thought I would say, you know, poetry, words. That's twice now Ed has because of the rules of the road here on the airwaves with respect to everyone. You know, we don't say the seven deadly words, and one of them was covered in this poem, and another one was covered beautifully in the other poem, I might say. we discussed that yesterday about, you know, you just don't have the freedom to say certain things. It can get you in trouble.
Well, I mean, if it's offensive to some folks, so
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Okay, I'm good with that. Generally, I don't. I think that's a better word, but you know, the F bomb would have been probably a little bit better than.
Right.
But no, in any case,
yeah. Well, my last guest, she decided, hump was the word to use, because poetry, as we talked about earlier today, is meant to be listened to. It's all about listening, and you obviously do not want to offend. You'd like to perhaps incite, inspire, enthuse somebody. I love the word enthusiasm, which has the word God in the middle of it, the Greek origins of theos, enthusiasm, to let the God inside you out. And wouldn't it be wonderful that when you read poems, that's what happens?
And hopefully inform as well, yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Hopefully that happens.